My name is Carl Anthony, and I work in the automotive industry in Detroit. Sometimes that work encompasses future vehicle technology, and that's what we talk about here, for the most part anyway. This is AutoVision News Radio. In 2016, I received an opportunity that forever shaped who I am. I was offered a spot on an experiential marketing program called Drive FCA. This was before Stellantis. Our team traveled the country with the auto show circuit, giving attendees ride-and-drive demonstrations of Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Fiat vehicles. Although I knew the entire FCA lineup, my primary cars were the Dodge Charger and Challenger. My first event, the 2016 Sacramento Auto Show. So I spent that October afternoon flight out to California reviewing and committing to memory a stack of spec sheets. And for the next 2 years, that's how it went. I traveled across the United States to all different kinds of auto shows in all kinds of places to present and demonstrate the Charger and Challenger. I did the best I could to represent the cars and to represent Detroit, what it meant to be from Detroit. I met a lot of interesting people who came to our display, and I was able to hear their stories. My coworkers became like family. Those fond memories found their way back to the surface on March 5th of 2024 with the reveal of the 2024 Dodge Charger Daytona. Join me for a little bit as we dive into the spec sheet and explore a few very cool things about the Charger Daytona.
Moving at the speed of mobility, this is AutoVision News Radio with Carl Anthony in Detroit, Michigan.
Built on the new Stella, or STLA Large, unibody platform, the Dodge Charger Daytona is described by Stellantis as a multi-energy vehicle, meaning we will see both electrified and gasoline versions. STLA Large will ultimately support electric, hybrid, and internal combustion powertrains for Stellantis. Dodge and Jeep in North America will see the first applications of STLA or Stella Large, followed by Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, and Maserati. Between 2024 and 2026, Stellantis plans to launch 8 vehicles across the 5 brands with the Stella Large platform. Stellantis engineers and designers can better tailor these Stella Large vehicles according to the target customer's desires, be it a luxurious off-roader like a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, or in this case, a monstrous muscle car like the Charger Daytona. Key vehicle parameters like the wheelbase, the length, the width, the height, and ground clearance can be adjusted accordingly and with respect to suspension and powertrain objectives around ride, handling, and comfort. As described by Stellantis, the STLA or Stella Large unibody platform will leverage the latest high-strength materials, it's optimized for weight and rigidity, and will cater to transverse and longitudinal engine mounting configurations. With regard to electrification, Stella Large is available in 400-volt and 800-volt architectures. That's a high-level view of STLA or Stella Large. Now a closer look for the world's first electric muscle car. Available in 2-door and 4-door variants and standard with all-wheel drive, the 2024 Charger Daytona will utilize the 400-volt STLA Large architecture, whereas the more powerful SRT Banshee will utilize the 800-volt architecture. The system incorporates a high-voltage battery pack, a dual integrated charge module, and both a front and rear electric drive module, often written as EDM for short. The front EDM employs front wheel end disconnect to improve range and efficiency, while the rear EDM includes a mechanical limited slip differential to increase traction and overall performance. Both front and rear EDMs have a 3-in-1 architecture, the inverter, the gearbox, and the motor, generating 355 horsepower and 300 pound-feet of torque. If you are enamored by how powertrains like this function, because it is really cool stuff, see the link in the show notes. I recently had the opportunity to visit GKN Driveline North America in Auburn Hills, Michigan. While on site, I met with Ben DeLand, Director of Electrical Hardware Engineering at GKN Automotive. In that episode, Ben gives me a 101 lesson, all the technical specs on all-wheel drive systems and e-drive systems. Really fascinating stuff. See the link in the show notes. In terms of horsepower, the 2024 Charger Daytona RT has a standard direct connection Stage 1 upgrade kit. That adds 40 horsepower for a total of 496 horsepower, while the Scat Pack has a Stage 2 kit. That provides 80 extra horsepower for a total output of 670 horsepower. Dodge says it expects the Scat Pack will have a 0 to 60 time of 3.3 seconds and run the quarter mile in about 11.5 seconds. And all that sound while you're doing that is going to be coming through Dodge's signature Fratzonic chambered exhaust system. For comparison, a 2023 Charger SRT Hellcat Redeye with the 6.2 supercharged Hemi does 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds. So the Charger Daytona is faster 0 to 60, but the quarter mile time on the Hellcat Redeye with the 6.2 supercharged Hemi is still quicker at 10.6 seconds, 129 miles an hour, 10.6 seconds versus 11.5 seconds of the Charger Daytona. Now, the Daytona, Charger Daytona, has a 100.5 kilowatt nickel cobalt aluminum battery pack with a peak discharge rate of 500 kilowatts. Dodge is calling this the battery electric version of high octane fuel. The Charger Daytona RT is expected to have a range of 317 miles, while the Scat Pack is expected to have a range of 260 miles. Both cars feature regenerative braking with driver-selectable modes to help improve that range, and both can replenish the battery in under 30 minutes using a 350-kilowatt DC fast charger. Despite all the chatter around the EV powertrain, the Charger Daytona can still be optioned with gasoline engines. You may recall how in 2022, Stellantis announced its Hurricane engine, a 3-liter twin-turbo inline-six with V8 levels of power and more efficiency. Key features of the Hurricane include two low-inertia, high-flow turbochargers, each feeding three cylinders, dual overhead camshafts with fully independent variable valve timing, and plasma transfer wire arc coating in the cylinder bores to create a low-friction wear surface. The spray and the coating process leaves more aluminum between the cylinders for better heat transfer and engine cooling. The Hurricane engine has two versions, a standard output optimized for fuel economy with cooled exhaust gas recirculation, or EGR for short, and then a high output version that's tuned for performance. Jeep and Ram have already made use of the Hurricane engines, and Dodge will do the same in 2025 for the Charger Daytona. Known as the six-pack engines, the standard output version creates 420 horsepower, while the high output version produces 550 horsepower. As you're driving your Charger Daytona, you can get a little freaky with the power shot button, donut mode, and drift mode. The power shot button is located on the bottom right-hand side of the steering wheel. It's standard for RT and Scat Pack. If you push it, it unleashes 40 more horsepower for 15 seconds, and then, exclusive to the Daytona Scat Pack, are donut mode and drift mode. Donut mode allows the vehicle to spin only the rear wheels and then rotate around its front wheels without the traction control interfering. And then drift mode has three driver-selectable slip angle levels. Torque at that point becomes rear axle bias. The front axle will maintain that pre-selected slip angle. The front dampers soften, the rear dampers will stiffen, and then that creates an oversteer condition, and you can use your imagination from there. Meanwhile, the Track Pack option for the Daytona Scat Pack includes the most extensive braking setup ever found on a Dodge vehicle, consisting of 16-inch Brembo vented rotors and 6-piston front and 4-piston rear fixed calipers. The brake-by-wire e-Boost intelligent braking system will optimize pedal feedback and braking force. In the cockpit, it's a mix of classic and modern for the 2024 Charger Daytona. The instrument panel has lines and textures that pay tribute to the 1968 Dodge Charger, but the equipment is anything but vintage. The 12.3-inch Uconnect 5 infotainment touchscreen supports TomTom navigation, Sirius XM, Amazon Alexa, wireless Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto, and will locate charging stations. Other interior highlights include the 64-color, attitude, adjustment, ambient lighting with varying intensities, and the pistol grip shifter. Production of the 2024 Dodge Charger Daytona RT and Scat Pack Coupe will begin at the Windsor, Ontario Assembly Plant in mid-2024, while the four-door versions will enter production in the first quarter of 2025 together with the gas-powered Charger 6-packs. To learn more about the Charger Daytona, the Stella Large platform, and eDrive systems, see the links in the show notes. AutoVision News Radio is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and more. Reporting in Detroit, I'm Carl Anthony, AutoVision News Radio.